Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. This is our other bonus podcast as we're walking through the Bad Batch episodes as they are on Disney Plus, and we try to get these out the weekend that they come out. So I am your illustrious co-host, Mr. Steven Boster. And I am here with the one, the only Michael Shanks. Same. Hi, everybody. Mr. Mike.
Good morning to all you geeks out there in geekdom land. Are we allowed to use that, by the way?
I don't know. You mean, is it copyrighted or something?
No, I mean, Jimmy and Jason use it on RFR all the time. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
Oh, do they really? I don't know. Bill Murray may come after us.
I don't know if he'd come. Well, he might like troll us. Bill Murray's pretty famous for trolling people. Have you ever seen those memes of him like in airports sneaking up on people and doing?
No, that's funny.
They're pretty funny. Like he'll sneak up on somebody. He snuck up on somebody who was asleep, and he like grabbed their phone. I don't know how he did it, but he like took a picture, because usually your phone's locked and you can't. So, but he like took a picture. He took a selfie with them with their phone. So then when they woke up and looked at their phone, they'd see that Bill Murray was there. Right. He's done all kinds of goofy things like that. He's a nut.
That's funny.
He's kind of a real life troll.
Well, that's pretty funny. So, welcome to the next edition of Bad Batch. Which episode is this? This is episode 7.
We are episode 7, and the title name is, see, I had it in my head.
And then we all mess it. It's because we did the Bill Murray thing. Version.
Right.
Squirrel. If you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for joining us. You will find that we squirrel quite a bit. That's what makes us unique, because we do connections to a connection to a connection to a connection and just kind of follow it along.
It's all a conversation.
It's all conversation. As Mike would say, it is their virtual coffee table.
That's so right.
We have a good time talking about stuff, and we're so glad that you're here joining us. If you have not checked out our website is twogeeksmike.com, number 2, GEEKSMICK. Not MICK. See, I started doing that. MICKEYMOUSE.
Oh, wait, copyright, right?
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Should copyright strikes on us today. One is Star Wars and then MICKEY.
Should I talk about our merch page?
We could. Speaking of copyright strikes. So we promise we'll get into the Bad Batch. We just like doing updates on the podcast, what's going on our website, which is twogeeksmike.com. Okay. So 2GEEKSMIC.com. But on that page, you can go and you can check out our Facebook page, our YouTube page, our Twitter page, as well as our merch page, sort of. Not anymore. Mike, why don't you give us a story of what's happened?
So yesterday I went on to our merch page. I like to check things out, make sure things are working from time to time. I went to click on the merch page, and it was no longer there.
It was gone. Yeah, and when you told me, I tried to get on like where I've purchased, you know, our merch, and I just went to my receipt, and you can click, and it takes you back to it. It did not take me back to our shirts and stuff.
Well, and luckily, I have a friend who just ordered a shirt like earlier this week, so I was concerned whether she was getting her shirt or not. So I called her And she said that, yeah, she got the confirmation that the shirt has actually been printed and it is getting sent out. So she is getting her shirt, which will be the last of the Two Geeks and a Microphone shirt from Zazzle. So if you happen to buy any Zazzle Two Geeks merch, you got a collector's item.
Now have a collector's item. That's right.
They got rid of our store. They literally deleted our store.
But we got onto this because we were talking about copyright strikes.
Right,
and they were saying that some of your stuff was copyright. Now, they tell you which ones were?
Yeah.
We had some products removed. So which ones were they?
So it was the Obi-Wan or Ben Kenobi Darth Vader action figure lightsaber duel, which has the Death Star hangar base scene in the background with the Millennium Falcon.
Now these are your figures.
These are my
diorama.
Figures.
It took a picture of it and made a shirt.
You always say I created the diorama. The diorama actually is a background created by I can't think of his name.
It'll come to you.
Cardboard Galaxy.
I'm sorry. When I meant diorama, I just meant the whole everything. But the backdrop was done by Cardboard Galaxy.
Right. The backdrop
owned the figures.
Yes. Yes.
You owned the figures, and you had set them out how it would have looked in the movie.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But they're obviously action figures.
Right. They're obviously action figures. So that got a copyright strike.
Yeah, it got a copyright strike. I think it's because the background looks almost identical to the film
but
scene.
But it was made by somebody else.
Yeah, it was made
They did a really nice job of creating that.
Yeah. If you're looking for action figure dioramas, look up Cardboard Galaxy. He's fantastic. He does some awesome work. I love it. I've bought several backgrounds from him, and he's just amazing. I was actually his first Facebook customer, by the way. And he actually put a couple of my action figure photos on his site to promote a couple of his products, which was pretty darn cool. Anyway, that one got the copyright strike, and the Bounty Hunters one, which is my favorite. I recreated the scene from Empire Strikes Back.
So you had all the Bounty Hunter figures all right next to each other, but it looked like how it would have looked in the movie.
Right. It was with the...
did you have a diorama or a thing behind it too?
Yeah, and that was Cardboard Galaxies. Yeah, so that was his background. They gave me copyright strikes on those, and they sent me emails, and they said they were removing the products, which I was like, okay, fine. You know, I questioned whether it was really a copyright strike because I didn't actually take the photos from the film.
Or, you know. Even the background wasn't, though.
Right. That was all created by Cardboard Galaxy. So I don't know his process, but I think he recreates all that in Photoshop and such. So, you know, it is his work. It looks identical to the film or almost identical to the film. And so I guess that's the reason they gave me the copyright strikes. But I just thought that all they were going to do was remove the products, which was fine.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I'm not going to complain about that.
So you don't know what the third strike would have been.
I have no clue. They never said there was a third strike. All of a sudden, and that was a few weeks ago that they did that. I even created two new T-shirts and put them up because I did
it was our logo, two geeks and just two geeks trying to make their way through the internet.
Right. And then,
which was a fun thing off of
Jango Fett,
where he said, what was it? He said,
I'm just a simple man trying to make my way through the universe.
Right.
And Boba Fett says that in Mandalorian also, he slightly changes it, but he says basically the same thing. I made a T-shirt, simple black T-shirt with just that phrase on it. That's all it had. And they approved both of those shirts. They actually went up on the site. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, my store is gone.
It's gone. Dun, dun, dun. So obviously we're looking at new, there's tons of folks out there that do T-shirts, and we're getting some ideas from some other podcasters and what they're doing, and because
Well,
it's interesting. You take a picture of something that you own. I mean, I don't know all the rules.
I don't either. To be fair,
I don't know all the rules, and I want to follow the rules, kind of.
Sure.
So, and I understood if they want to take it down, fine, that's okay. But I just thought it was funny. Like, dude, we haven't even had the store 45 days or 50 yeah. days or whatever.
Funny thing is, I've technically been a customer with them for years. When my daughter was in high school and she did band, I had buttons made up and I used Zazzle to make the buttons. So even those were still in my, you know, in my account and everything. So I've been a customer for years and I've bought a lot of our merchandise over the last, 2 months. I've bought several mugs. I have quite a few mugs still, luckily, for upcoming guests, because we try to send each of our guests a mug. So luckily I got some mugs on hand for that until we get a new one developed.
Right.
So, yeah.
We have to tell all these original guests that we've had, you now have an exclusive collector. There's only, you know, 20 made, you know, kind of
thing. Yeah. I don't remember how many I had. I think you might be right. It might be around 20 or 25, something like that.
If you have the mug that has the black interior of our logo, that is the collector's edition. Very rare.
And they're the travel mug is even more rare, because
we've got one.
You've got one, we've got two, and then Angie has one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So five?
Something like that.
That's extremely rare.
That's even more rare. That's just crazy.
That's hilarious.
That's just crazy. So yeah, there's different groups. So anyway, just thought that was kind of interesting. Again, Star Wars stuff. Don't know why the strikes occurred per se, but if you know why that could have happened, hey, drop us a note on our Facebook page. Let us know. We want to get merchandise out there, not only for us, but we have, you know, fans that really like it, and we're going to start doing more on whatever site, and we'll announce and let people know and that kind of a thing where we're at now.
I'm going to work hard at getting it back up by this week. We'll get it going. It'll just be it'll just be somewhere else. And you know what? I've gotten, you know, I liked our t-shirts. I especially like the baseball tee I'm wearing today.
Right. We've got one. Kelly wore hers yesterday.
Yeah. It's a nice t-shirt. I really, really enjoy this one. The other t-shirt, the just basic short sleeve shirt, I like it, but it's a thicker t-shirt and I prefer a thinner t-shirt. So if I get a distributor that has the thinner tees, hey, I'll be happy. Oh, well, we'll get better t-shirts out of it.
We'll get better t-shirts. We may get better deals for everybody, too.
Yeah, that's possible. We'll see. We'll see.
I know. So, yeah. Well, too bad, Zazzle.
Well, yeah. Zazzle, it was nice working with you. Thanks. Bite me. No, I'm not bitter. I don't care. It's okay.
Yep. Well, let's get going. Let's get started about Bad Batch. The new one came out. New episode.
Yeah, the title is Battle Scars.
Battle Scars. There he goes. He's got it, everybody.
Good title.
All right. Battle Scars. It was good. I will say, do we give our score and then talk about it like we normally do?
Sure.
All right. So last week, as you guys all know, I was not a big fan of last week's episode. And I was, as Mike would say, man, this is the most negative I've ever heard you on a podcast.
Steven was grumpy.
I was grumpy last week. So I will say, I will give this one, this episode, 3.5 to 4 inhibitor chips. Out of five.
Oh, I like it. That's a good one.
Okay. All right. Out of five. 3.5 to 4. I'm not sure where I'm at 3.5 or 4. No more than 4. After we talk today, you know, like we normally do, sometimes we change our scores and stuff like that. So yeah, that's for me. And we'll talk about kind of why. But just to be blunt, to be open, a couple of things I liked was seeing Rex being a part of it.
Yes.
This episode was the moment that I did not want as I shared last week, that we joked about. No, Wrecker, no! You know, kind of a thing. And then,
but it all turned out good, though.
It did. It did. So that's why I was like, okay, we got this part out of the way, and I like that. So we'll get into that in more detail, okay. But that's my short score. What about for you, Mike?
I'm going to go 3.5 inhibitor chips.
3.5 out of 5.
Yeah. Okay. I cannot go 5. There's I like
it. No, I can't go 5.
Right? I liked it. I did like it a lot. I like it a lot. But I cannot go a 5, and I don't think it was quite good enough for a 4, but I do think it was a big improvement over last week. So I'm going with 3.5. I think 3.5 is a good solid number for it.
3.5 is good. I could easily go 3.5. I just didn't know if it was 4 worthy or yet. That's why I said 3.5 to 4 for me. I don't know yet.
Probably could have used a little more action to give it a 4. But
hey, isn't that a Elvis Presley song? A little more action. Sorry,
I don't know. Don't ask me Elvis Presley. Ask my wife Elvis Presley. Oh, gosh. We are not doing an Elvis Presley episode. And she's going to complain when she hears this.
Right. So obviously, you're saying you would have liked a little more action in this.
Yeah. Yeah,
in this one. Okay.
But like you, I was very pleased to see Rex. Rex is a favorite of mine. And I figured we'd run into Rex at one point. I got a feeling we'll run into him again, which is good.
Mm-hmm. So they opened that up. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I liked where they went with the story. I liked that they wrapped up what we talked about last week. You know, you talked about one of your problems was I hope they don't just continue this on throughout the entire season. And obviously, this
in the aspect of A-team kind of stuff. Well, we go out, grab something, we come back. We go out, grab something, we come back. We go out, grab something, we come back.
Well, I was referring to the whole inhibitor chip storyline. You were saying that you didn't want to see that just drug out through the entire season.
That's correct.
Obviously, we got an answer to that now. It wrapped that up quick. So the only question we have left at this point, as far as the inhibitor chips go, will they be able to get Crosshair and get him through the same procedure? So that's the big question now. And I think that's what's going to carry through the season. Instead of the whole looming question, is our entire team going to be infected? So I think it's now the story becomes, can we save and redeem Crosshair? That's where I think we go with this.
Okay. Okay, I hear you. I'll say the same. I was glad that we got this out of the way. You know, poor Wrecker's had headaches for weeks now. Kind of a thing. And
I got a headache.
Right. I got a headache.
I guess we don't have to hear that anymore now. I got a headache. My head.
So just for those out there, we thought about making that a drinking game every time we heard headache, but we knew we wouldn't be able to make it through the night. So anyway, needless to say.
that would have been a lot of tequila. Yeah,
right. So
get your shots and your limes and... and yourself.
Right. We're out of limes. I am glad. I am glad. You're right. I am glad the inhibitor chip issue is done with. As far as
me too, I don't want any more grumpy Steven.
Right? Steven's not as grumpy this week as he was last week. So, you know, it was a decent episode. Because we wrapped up some storyline stuff.
Sure. Yep.
I like your thought. I like the aspect of what you were saying in regards to having it could be Crosshair. We're moving into, okay, now how do we redeem Crosshair? How do we get Crosshair, the inhibitor chip out of him?
Right. Yeah, I think that's where we move.
I would like that.
I think that's where we move after this.
Okay.
But anyway, right. Let's talk a little bit about what happened
Yeah, we'll walk through the episode. Yeah, good call. Good call. So there's our short forms.
You were talking about the whole A-team aspect of this, mm-hmm. and you know, mm-hmm. we're sent out on a mission and so on and so forth. So apparently we had a mission in between episodes with this one, which I kind of thought mm-hmm. was cool because it leaves a little to imagination. Mm-hmm. You know, we walk in on the tail end of a grab and go, as you had said earlier. Mm-hmm. So they had to retrieve a little lizard.
Yeah. Or something. Right. There's like, cause the episode started with action. It was like, oh, hey, we're yeah. already in the middle of something. And I'll be open with you. I thought, did I miss something? I had to rewind it to think. And I was like, was I in the middle of something? Did it not start at the beginning kind of thing? But no, I saw the skip intro. I love the skip intro thing that comes up because it's only like for 1 second.
Oh, you skip do intro. That? You skip
no,
the
I
intro?
Don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
But I just know that it's only for that little second. I'm like, why would you even bother having skip intro?
I'll tell you why. Because my wife skips the intro every time, and my daughter and I both go, why do you do that?
Only a second.
But I mean, even on longer intros, it's like, you know, Megan and I, to us, it's like, and I guess this is our geeky brains, you know?
Okay.
It's like, well, you got to have the intro. You got to have the music, you know? It's all part of the episode. It's all part of the experience. And with her, she's just like, no, I want to get into the episode. So luckily, I'm in control of Bad Batch. So, we don't skip the intro. And yes, you're right. It's only like a second. It's not, you know, it's not very long at all, but.
Right, right. So, you know, you get through the intro. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, it starts up and I'm like, oh, we're in the middle of something. And even in the middle of the episode, there was discussion about how much they were eating certain things or, you know, they were racking up a bill with Sid. And that made me think, oh, okay, there's a lot of stuff that's happening in between some of these episodes that we're not a part of, we're not privy to or something.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. I think you were even mentioning it before we did the show about a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. Leaves a little up to our imagination and doesn't totally mm-hmm. answer everything. And it can kind of give them little things to play off of and for us to think about later, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we mm-hmm. could take that even the location we're at. We really didn't discuss that when that came up. They're actually at Ord Mantell. And
yes, and you sent me a link to a audio. Was it an audio book?
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't call it an audio book. It was an audio adventure. It was something done back in the 80s. Right. It would have been around the time of Empire Strikes Back. It was a 45 record that somebody recorded on YouTube. So you can look it up. I think it's done in two separate videos because there's side one and side two or side A and side B of the record.
Side A, side B. Right. Right. I remember those.
Right. Yeah. So basically, it was the adventure of Ord Mantell, which is mentioned in Empire Strikes Back with Han Solo and Princess Leia when Princess Leia is giving Han a hard time about leaving because he's getting ready to hit the road.
And this is at the beginning of Empire.
Yeah, the beginning of Empire when they're still on Hoth. And Princess Leia says, I thought you weren't leaving. And then Han says, well, the bounty hunter that we ran into on Ord Mantell changed my mind. So, and, you know, that had been in Star Wars fans for a long time in their minds. You know, what happened at Ord Mantell? What is Ord Mantell? You know, who's the bounty hunter? Well, we kind of get those questions answered in this little audio adventure that they did on a 45 record. Kids, in case you didn't know, there are these things called records. They're not discs. They're not, you know, like CDs.
They're out today. Well,
heck, they don't even know what CDs are. So,
right, but records are back. Records are back. There, you know.
Yeah, but they
audio files out there.
Nobody has 45s.
No, I've not seen 45s. That's correct.
They have 33s, not 45s. So,
right,
which right? I find funny, but anyway, whatever. So anyway, it was on a 45 record, and it was an audio adventure of what happened on Ord Mantell. It's kind of fun to listen to. If you just
is that look, Legends now? Is that considered Legends?
I guess so. Heck, Disney probably doesn't even know that exists. that's probably one that slipped through their fingers.
Gotcha.
But I think it's kind of cool, you know, whether you take it as canon or not, I don't, you know, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
You figure out your canon.
Well, you know, when we did the episode with John Jackson Miller, he brought great perspective for me.
Sure.
About, he's like, look, you can enjoy it and you can make it. It's your, your world. You know, there's no one saying that you can't make it part of your own canon or I don't, he didn't say it that way, but that's how I took it. It was like, look, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. You know, look, just because it's not canon doesn't mean you can't enjoy it.
That's part of my head canon. So that's
right on.
Right. So, so they're on Ord Mantell, which is mentioned in The Empire Strikes Back. So this is a previous mentioned place, which I thought was pretty cool. I thought that was a neat flashback to the original trilogy. I enjoyed that. And we forgot completely about talking about that in the episode where our guys meet.
When they first came to Sid.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
that's okay. It's a good spot to talk about it now.
No, that's all cool.
Better late than never.
But I mean, it backs up those things that, you know, where we were talking about that happened in between episodes. So this is something that's happened long ago in the Star Wars history. You know, that's getting called back, and it's kind of cool. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's neat. So, you know, they can have things like that happen in between episodes, and who knows, you know, I doubt this particular story will ever be called back, but then again, who thought Ord Mantell, who thought anyone would ever come back to that? You know, neat. That was a throwaway line in The Empire Strikes Back. And now it's kind of a major thread in The Bad Batch. So,
yep.
You never know. Maybe this storyline will come back somewhere in the future. Maybe way down in the future. Who knows? Who knows? Mm-hmm. So neat stuff. Neat stuff. So anyway, we've got the Bad Batch returning to Sid with the lizard.
With the lizard, yes. Yep. And they come in and then they're in there and
that was funny. So they bring in the lizard to Sid, and they ask, and Hunter asks Sid, so what is your bounty wanting to do with this? What is your boss wanting to do with this? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe he wants to eat it for stew. I don't care.
Right?
I thought that was hilarious.
Right. It was good. I don't care. I just want to get paid.
Right.
You know? And here's your cut. Well, why is your cut 2/3 more than our cut? You know, kind of a thing.
Because you've ate too much.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. Ate. You know, then there's Wrecker and Omega who are sitting there getting their tradition of eating the snack, you know, kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm glad you brought that up. So I think I'm
it's
pretty.
Cracker Jacks?
It's no, Cracker Jacks, right? No, it's a popcorn that is available at Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, it's marketing.
Yes, what? It's marketing. Because they have a popcorn that's all multicolored and flavored all different fruity-ish flavors and stuff. I don't remember if we got that or not when we went.
So it was a tie-in to Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw that and I was like, oh, wow, okay. That's the popcorn at Galaxy's Edge.
Okay, let me complain for just a second here. All right, let's get some drama going.
Here comes Grumpy Steven.
Here comes Grumpy Steven. Okay, so the movie, the Batman movies that shall not be named.
What movies? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what
we've
you're talking
referenced
about.
In the past, and we in one of the comments we said was how Joel Schumacher had stated that there were already some toys that were ready to roll, and they had to work those into the movie. I really hope that is it a cute tie-in? Okay, maybe it's a cute tie-in. They have this popcorn that's at Galaxy's Edge. And, let's make sure we get it into the movie. I mean, could you imagine being out of the retail department? You got to tell Dave Filoni, hey, Dave, just want to let you know, we need you to put in the popcorn in one of the episodes.
Yeah, we're not selling enough popcorn.
We're not selling enough popcorn, right? And now maybe it's going to end up being one of those,
hey, at the end of the, we're going to start selling it online to everybody because now that it's on TV, everybody can buy their own case of this popcorn and charge it to Sid.
Yeah, but see, I think Disney wants to attract people into the parks. I don't think, I mean,
oh, that the only way, good call, yeah. Good call.
Right.
You know, because the only way to get is you go into the park. So, cause that's right. Like the lightsabers.
Yeah.
You can't get those lightsabers unless you go to the park.
Right. Well, in all honesty, if you're wanting to do the custom lightsaber, it's not going to be the same online anyway, cause that's a whole experience thing.
Oh, of building it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
how much are those? How much were those? We talked about that with,
close to $200.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, you're also paying for an experience with building it, and
it's unique. It's to you. You create it. It's right. Part of your, a member of your experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
That so. Would, if I went or when I go, eventually I'll end up going.
Sure.
That will be my one. You know, here's my gift or here's my thing to help me remember this experience. I probably won't get anything else because I can't afford anything else.
We had budgeted that and we budgeted building a droid. So I did get to build my droid. That was pretty cool. I have a R2 unit. I named him R914.
Okay.
Which is kind of going off of the typical naming of the R2 units, but actually R914 is mine and Brenda's wedding anniversary.
Gotcha.
So since we went there kind of in celebration of our anniversary, of course we took our daughter with us, but you know, we still had a good time.
That's all right.
So I kind of named it R914 as, you know. Anyway,
nice.
I like that. Thank you. I don't think it's as blatant as the Batman stuff. I mean,
okay,
when we have the Bad Batch showing up in neon colors and goofy, really weird weapons, that's when I tag out. I say, nope, I'm done. Disney's doing this just for promoting toys now.
Toys.
Right. Mm-hmm. When they do that, then I'm done. But as long as like Hasbro continues to produce toys off of the cartoon and not the opposite way around, which is what Warner Brothers was doing, they would produce the toys and then demand that Joel Schumacher put those toy items into the movie. Yeah.
That shall not be named.
I have my questions on Disney's antics sometimes, but I think with that, I think they're better.
Okay.
I think they're better with their product placement. How's that?
Okay. All right. Yes. All right. So there's my tirade about popcorn for the last 15 minutes. So continuing on with the episode.
Wow. So yeah. So we get the whole little thing with Sid and her letting them know that they owe her a lot of money.
Right.
Which is kind of funny. But then we get one of the best moments in the episode. We get Rex. Captain Rex is back.
Rex is back. Woo-hoo.
I like Rex. Rex is cool. He's very cool. And I love Omega's reaction to Rex. I thought you guys didn't like the Regs.
Like Regs, right. This one's different.
And then Wrecker comes up and gives him a big monster hug.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
Right, that he does.
And you can see it in Rex's face. He's like, would you get off me?
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. That was a great moment. Good moment.
That it was.
Then we got the tension. We got immediate tension with Rex.
We did. He was going. I loved it. It was almost like one of those space western kind of things. He moved his cloak back, revealed his gun, you know, kind of a thing, just moving it back. And it's like, oh, showdown at Sid's. kind of a thing.
He was ready to blow their heads off.
He was. And I like how he brought the seriousness about the inhibitor chips and just telling it, you can't control this. And they trusted him. And that was like, okay, you know, it's not something that, oh, you're just lucky. He's like, you still got your Zen, you know, and he's going for his gun. I'm like, whoa, things are about to get serious.
Which he was right, because in the beginning of the episode, when we were dropped into that little thing of getting the lizard and all, we did experience Wrecker. Wrecker started to, he did turn. He actually turned.
He even
turned on Omega.
The moment has come.
I had mixed feelings about it too. I was like, oh no, Wrecker's turning. I don't want Wrecker to turn. I like Wrecker, you know.
It got pretty intense.
It did.
It got pretty intense.
That was good moment in the episode. Yeah, we skipped over that. How did we skip over?
We skipped over to that. Yeah, we did. Because, well, I mean, realistically, what happens next? Okay. They said, okay, you know, Rex says, hey, I think I know somebody who can help. And then the next thing you know, they're landing on a planet to get to what they need. They land on the planet. Rex meets them. And then he says, okay, we got to get to that medical frigate over there.
Right.
You know, kind of a thing. And,
which I'm pretty sure that's the same frigate that was used in Clone Wars when Ahsoka removed the...
I think he said that, right? Yeah. Did he say something to that effect?
I think so. It looked similar to it. Granted, it was kind of wrecked. Yeah, what was that planet? I want to know what that planet was. Because... Right. So it looked almost like a nothing but a trash planet, okay. Like a giant junkyard. Mm-hmm. And the reason I question that is because in the video game, what is the name?
Jedi Fallen Order?
Not Fallen Order. No, older video game.
Dark Forces?
Nope. Knights
of the Old Republic.
Naming
them off.
Sam Witwer. Sky Killer.
Force Unleashed.
Force Unleashed. Starkiller.
Love that game. Both of them. First and second one.
And again, Sam Witwer, Starkiller. Awesome. Great character. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping we somehow get him in here. We'll see. But anyway.
Mandalorian, the possibility is there.
If you remember, there was a scene in that game where he goes to a junk planet. And it's nothing but, you know, wrecked ships and stuff like
that. I'll have to find out. We'll have to research that.
I wonder if that's the same planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I questioned that when that came up. I was like, oh, are we getting a little reference to Force Unleashed? That would be cool.
That would be cool. Oh, that's a good game. Oh, my goodness.
It was a good game. It was. There was supposed to be a third one of that, and then it got axed.
Yeah, but the second one didn't do so well, I guess. But the second one was good. It was just short. People complained that it was short. It was perfect for me.
Yeah, it was me too, because I suck. And it takes me forever to get through the game.
Right, right. I've got Jedi Fallen Order, and I'm not even 25% of the way through yet.
Oh, I got the latest of the one with the ships. I don't know.
Squadrons?
Yeah, Squadrons. I got that one, and I suck at it. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, it's so if you have a PlayStation, it's free this month on PlayStation.
Oh, really?
PlayStation Plus. Wow. And it has VR to it, and I have the VR. And so Troy tried it out, and he said it was pretty cool. I tried to watch him, but I can't. My age, I get motion sick.
Yeah, when I told you that I got that game, you were like, yeah, I can't play that game anymore. I can't play that kind of game anymore.
You know, I was just like, oh, I'm moving too quick. I would have made it as a starfighter, I'll just tell you.
Or just a pilot.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So so here's, you know, coming back, the junkyard planet, they go there. Here's the junkyard planet. Man, my brain went to Jim Croce.
Do what?
Junkyard Dog, whatever song that was. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
I think that was it. Leroy Brown, baddest man. Here we go. Copyright.
Meaner than a junkyard dog. That's it. So Junkyard Planet. Okay. We'll just call this bad Leroy Brown Planet. And then Junkyard Planet. So they get there and they're like, okay, follow me. We got to get there. Then they introduce that there's this guild, the Scrappers Guild or whatever. They mention that we got to make sure we go in undetected. They go, and then boom, we're there. And then all of a sudden his inhibitor chip goes in. So for the last 5 minutes, we're just getting to the point of it's okay for us to jump to this point because there's nothing that really happened in between.
Right.
They got to the planet. They got there. I mean, it was quick and that's okay. I'm okay with that. And then they get there, and then he snapped. Wrecker snaps. I was like, no, Wrecker, don't do it. Good soldiers always obey orders.
Yeah, it kind of sounds.
Good soldiers follow orders. Good soldiers follow orders. That's it.
It was kind of weird hearing Wrecker go evil, you know, because, right. You know, we're used to the happy-go-lucky, you know. Kind of goofy Wrecker, and all of a sudden he's nothing but seriousness. And I'm gonna take you out. You're in.
I love you, Wrecker. I love you, Wrecker. Don't
you
do
are
this.
Going against Order 66.
Yeah, because like, wow. You're going against Order 66. You shall be. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder across the universe how many other clones didn't follow it and they got killed. Like, for whatever happened, it was kind of a glitch. Like, theirs was a glitch or something. And then because they didn't follow the order, You get terminated? What?
Well, yeah, you do. Because you're going against Order 66. Hey, I just want to interject something here. I saw somebody post something that I felt dumb after reading it. I was like, oh, holy cow, I never really captured that. You got Order 66, and we got Clone Batch 99. If you turn 99 upside down, what do you get?
It's 66.
So I think they were always supposed to switch over to Order 66, and they probably may have been meant to be like the premier, you know, group for Order 66. But things just didn't work out for
interesting. Her. Interesting. Yeah. Well, needless to say, here's old, you know, Wrecker. They there's the battle that ensues and stuff, and there's the whole comment, you know, about, you know, and they're all trying to do the – I love it. They're trying to do – the Princess Leia, you know, in New Hope where she gets zapped by the – you know,
it even had the little rings,
the blue rings or whatever, and that's what they were doing. I was like, oh, okay, they're trying to knock them out.
That's when you know that they've set the blasters for stunt, because that's exactly what the stormtroopers say in A New Hope: set your blasters to stun. And we get
this whole time circle. They're shooting, blasting everybody. Then all of a sudden, here's a girl with a robot. Oh, let's set it for stun.
Well, that's because Vader didn't care about anybody but her. She was the only one that he really cared about. So, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. So, okay. Set for stun. They stun him. They get him in the machine. They're like, I don't know if we can do this. I'm like, come on. You know you're going to get it done. Just get it done. Kind of a thing.
You got to have a little drama.
Something kind of a thing. So then you assume they get everybody else taken care of. So they did, you know, everyone's then next thing. So it removed quick. And I was like, okay, they were there. And then the ending is.
Now, wait a minute. Did they have any kind of scars?
It looked like on one of them, they had some kind of mark or Band-Aid on their head or something.
Okay. Because, you know, when Rex had it done, he actually had a scar afterwards. Granted, Rex has grown some hair. But he actually had a scar afterwards, which made sense. Mm-hmm. But I didn't remember.
It looks like they had,
and they did name the episode "Battle Scars," so,
right?
So they got to have scars from it.
Yeah. So I'm sure they will. So yeah, I thought it was good. I thought you know, and then it moved quick into as they were leaving. We get a great message from Rex. you know, trying to tell him about which side he's fighting for. He's fighting for the Republic.
Yep.
And my brain went to, he's in the rebellion.
Which, you know, that probably means that Ahsoka is probably not far away. Hmm. That would be my guess. If we get Rex, Ahsoka's not too far away. She can't be. Mm-hmm. So there's a possibility mm-hmm. we could get Ahsoka somewhere in this Bad Batch season, mm-hmm. which I'd be happy with. That'd be fun.
That'd be right? Fun. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see her in every episode till the end or something, because I think she would take over.
Agreed.
And I don't want that happening, because it's not Ahsoka, it's the Bad Batch. But mm-hmm. if we get a, you know, if we get one episode with Ahsoka like we did with Rex, I also think we'll get Rex back before the season's over too.
Absolutely. I think that's all part of it. Or moving into where they join the rebellion maybe or something. I don't know. But either way, I love the Bad Batch. I think it's good. So
yeah.
Overall, I like the story. I like the characters.
Yeah, they're doing a good job with episodes.
They're doing a decent job with it. Yes. The beginning was great. The concept and everything is fine. Just the story arc. Again, here I go. Is look, don't give me 18 episodes when you can do it in 12, or don't give me 12 when you can do it in 8.
Well, and
you
know. See, that's where I was going with this earlier, in the fact that they wrapped that up quick, you know.
They did. I'm glad they didn't drag it out anymore.
Right.
Because we were laughing at the beginning.
Sure.
Okay, drinking game. I've got a headache.
Yeah, he did say that. He did. Yeah. Well, he didn't say I got a headache. I think he just said, my head
hurts.
My head.
Or something. Right, yeah. Okay, here we go. But then he turns, so.
So no more my head jokes, I guess. I don't know. Not. We'll probably get a few of those in before. Somehow, yeah. I think we'll say it a few times just because yeah. I like saying it.
Or we'll say, you know, well, that drinking game is over. We'll come up with another one.
Oh, I'm sure something will come up that we can reference
right?
that. So we'll see right. what happens.
Yeah. So then at the end, they, you know, we get a nice, that little discussion with Rex about the rebellion or, you know, I always fight for the Republic and, but I did like how Hunter said, if you ever need us. And I was like, oh, there's going to be an episode right there. That's going to be great. You know, anything with Rex coming back and with everybody will be good.
You know, that's still almost an A-team thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever need us.
We'll be there.
We'll
right.
be there.
I mean, come on. That's been going on. You know, that, I mean, A-Team went on for how many years? That concept is a good concept in all fairness.
I think that was 4 or 5 seasons, I want to mm-hmm. say. Don't mm-hmm. remember. But I used to love the A-Team, so big fan of
A-Team. Hey, that would be the new intro that we get to skip. We do the Bad Batch to the A-Team theme.
Oh, there's no way I'm skipping the A-Team theme. No way. I love that theme. Dude, that's one of the coolest themes ever.
It'd be funny if somebody made one of those. They did it.
That would be like it. Skipping the Dukes of Hazzard theme. I'm not skipping that either. Are you kidding?
Then it closes out. I love it when a plan comes together.
Puts the big old cigar in his mouth.
Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, I want that to happen.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to, but...
Yeah. So at the very, very end, they see the Scrappers Guild or whatever they're called has their glasses and they see, oh,
yeah,
let's call the Empire. And then it quits. I'm like, well, at least we know what the next episode probably is. Scrappers, they're getting off the planet and that kind of a thing. So
heck, they may need Rex for that one.
Right. So we're now going where the Bad Batch no longer has their inhibitor chips.
Yes, I'm happy. Now we don't have to worry about whether Wrecker is going to turn or not. So
nope, he's already turned and they zapped him. They set their phasers on stun. Phasers. Whoops, that's Star Trek. My bad. Sorry.
Oh. You Kirk-loving Spock sucker.
Hey. I love me some Jean-Luc Picard in number one, William Riker. Anyway, that's a whole another subject. So I'll keep it at 3.5 out of 5, I think, for me is good. It was good. There was some good, enjoyable stuff on it. Yeah, you're right. There wasn't a whole lot of action. There was the beginning action of just trying to escape, but then they get the hyperdrive running, and then they escape, and it's all done.
Well, we got a little action with Wrecker turning.
Then Wrecker turning
and the suspense. And mm-hmm. Pretty good suspense there.
Yeah. But other than that, it was a lot of story.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
But it was good development. You know,
it was because you got Rex. Rex created the, you know, the anchor of truth about the inhibitor chips.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because they were like, oh, they don't affect us. And he goes, you guys are ticking time bombs, you know, kind of a thing. And I was like, okay, so all right. So yep. I'm just like, what do we do?
And the whole storyline with Wrecker was to prove Rex right, you know. To say, mm-hmm. see, I told you. mm-hmm. So, yeah, I did love that when Rex gets ready to pull his gun on them. That was great. That was really.
It's almost like you could hear the music from you know the wah wah wah, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, here he goes. It's like moving his cloak back to reveal the gun in hand.
Good Clint Eastwood scene. Yeah.
I will say I love myself a space western, and I knew originally Star Wars was meant to be that kind of space western thing, and I think The Mandalorian really brought it home for me about a space western. It really did.
I agree.
The Mandalorian really did. And now, even Bad Batch, now because of that scene, gave me more of a space western feel. It really did.
Yeah, that felt very Clint Eastwood.
There. Not just sci-fi. You know what I'm saying? It's sci-fi. But
Now Star Wars is space. Star Wars is not sci-fi. Star Wars is space fantasy. Star Wars has never really been sci-fi. Everyone classifies it as sci-fi, and it is not. It is space fantasy. That's what it is. Star Trek is more sci-fi, and Star Wars is not. It's space fantasy.
Okay.
Little more space soap opera-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it moves it beyond. For me, it's the whole space western. I have more. I can classify it better as a space western.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, yes, I think the George Lucas is a lot of his original intent was to have it as a space western. And sometimes that does translate to the original trilogy a little bit, but I agree with you. I think Mandalorian is what solidified that and made it much more of a space western. I think Solo has a very space western theme, and I know a lot of people are mixed on the Solo film. I actually enjoy it. I think it's a good film. It has its problems, but, you know, they all do. The greatest Star Wars of all time, Empire, has some problems. Not many. Not many, but you know. And then that one that you like, Revenge of the Sith, that one has some problems too, but both of them are excellent movies.
No, it doesn't. It's perfect in every way. Even the dialogue is perfect.
Oh, no, it's not.
I'm just teasing. That's why I said it.
Empire's dialogue is way better. Sorry.
Right.
But see, Empire is all because of Irving Kirshner, the director of Empire. That's the reason why, you know, if it wouldn't have been for Irving, we wouldn't have got the most famous Star Wars line of all.
I love you.
I know.
Right.
Well, that was a little weird, Stephen.
Right. You know what's funny? You know what's funny is, you know, we interviewed Alan Flynn. He was there for that. Fling, sorry.
Yeah, he was there for them. Yo, man, we didn't even ask him about that. You know,
we were interviewing him, and he was going to town on his stories, and they were hysterical. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We might have to get him back on. I would love to know the tension on the set when that came up, because I know George Lucas didn't like, he never understood the point of that line. He didn't get it. You know, it was years after that. He was still, No, I don't understand it. Why is that funny?
Right.
I love George Lucas, but sometimes, man, he's a little dense.
Yeah. So, you know, Alan was great just telling his stories. And, you know, and for those of you who are listening, if you have not listened to that episode, our special May the 4th. Episode, go back and listen to that. It was fabulous. He was a hoot.
He was so
absolute
much fun.
Hoot. And he was. So if you haven't listened to the episode, he was one of the stormtroopers that was sitting there, and he tells some stories about how hot it was, the steam coming up and all of that kind of thing, and how they had to get in and out of that stage and stuff. So it was pretty good. So he was probably there for that scene, and then he probably could tell us a little bit more about it. Or there wasn't any tension on it. Irving just filmed it.
Right. And I mean, I don't know. I'd love to know the story behind it. And since he was there, he would have been the perfect person to ask. And I completely forgot about it. But like you said, we were so intent on his stories, and his stories are fantastic. Yeah. And and me being such a big Empire fan, I thanked him for his blood, sweat, and tears for that scene, because that is a great, great scene.
It's a great scene.
So that's I really appreciate his blood, sweat, and tears for that scene. It was fantastic. Right. So,
yep.
Okay.
Well, that's it. It was another 26 minutes of, you know, just 22 minutes of, or 21 minutes of... thing, but it went by
how many minutes
it went by fast. 26 total, but you know, really it was only maybe 20 minutes of actual animation story, especially when we skipped the intro. That intro was so long, I had to skip it. I mean,
if I could smack you through the computer, I would.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, that's it for this geek. That's all I got to say about I think of that episode. I think we've gone twice as long as what the episode was.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say. Man, we've done two. I like it a lot. And then that's all I got to say about that.
Got to get some Forrest Gump in there.
Right. Forrest Gump. I like it a lot. That was from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah. That was Dumb and Dumber. But
the other one was, yeah.
That's all Forrest. I got to say about that. That was Forrest.
Yeah.
I like me some Forrest Gump.
Yeah. So, all right, man. Well, that's it for me. Anything else that you have to wrap up this episode on the Bad Batch?
No, I think we covered it pretty good. I think my rating still stays at a 3.5. I really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was good. I liked that we wrapped up the whole tension
agreed.
The inhibitor chips. I'm kind of glad that I agree with you. I don't think I would have wanted that to go through the entire season. I think that would have been too long. So
way too long.
And I think they wrapped it up perfect. I really liked it. But yet we still got a little tension left. Because we've got Crosshair to deal with, and the fact that he has switched, and you know, then it comes down to, are they going to try and get him and remove his? I think that's where we're moving next.
It'd be interesting if that was the next episode, that the Empire comes, Crosshair's with them, they capture him, and since they're already there at the medical frigate, they take care of it.
Yeah, that would be. Ooh, and that could solidify Tarkin's hatred to the clones too.
And what happens to the clones after?
We'll see. After.
Right.
Okay. I think that wraps it up then.
Okay. All right, man. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you. Please check out our website, our Twitter page, our Facebook page, our YouTube page, our Ko-fi page, where you can support us for only $2. Gives you access to all our extra video materials for 30 days, everything unlocked for 30 days for only $2. Or you can subscribe for $2 a month. If you want, just always have it. Get all the new stuff that's coming out. I would say go to our merch page, but unfortunately,
we got a copyright strike and they took it away.
Strike one, strike two, and we don't even know if
there's
a strike.
Yeah, I didn't even get a three. I thought it was three strikes and you're out. I don't know what the heck happened.
One, two,
and you're out.
That's it. See ya. Yep. So long. Oh, well.
All right.
All right. We'll work hard at getting the merch page back up.
Yeah, we will. That we will. All right, Mike. It's all you, my brother.
All right. With that said, over and out, and may the force be with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,
may the force be with you.